Well, it's working. Japanese currency is the gimmick, okay? I like them for that. I like that they just have to have fun at all costs. Don't let me down.
And I didn't start recording, but we were talking about Ramune.
Ramune.
It's like a lightly carbonated beverage, typically fruit flavored, that comes in this fun bottle where you like kind of undo the plastic part, and it comes with this like push top thing, and you push this like marble through, and then you can drink it. But the marble gets caught because there's a pinch in the top of the bottle. And so I was wondering, like, what's this idea, like, of having this marble close the bottle, and then you've got to
Gimmick.
push this, like, plastic thing through to drink it? And it's a lot of work and not friendly for, like, really young kids.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It is.
It's more fun than,
Dynamite!
and actually,
Dynamite!
it's like it feels safer than pulling a Coke tab or like trying to open a real bottle, you know?
Sort of. You could strain your hand. If you weren't
Sure.
strong enough or you had bad arthritis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think once you get arthritis, you're not allowed to have Ramune anymore. Sorry.
I hear that. Or if
Sorry,
you're too
Grandma.
young. If you can't push the marble
There it
through,
is. It's a self-regulating system.
yeah, Ramune is off limits.
Right. They should do alcohol like that.
Wow.
Make you push the thing through. I think people who drink alcohol would like that.
Just as a gimmick, though?
Yeah, because
Yeah.
you'd shake it up and then you punch it through and you'd be like, chug, 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 chug.
But that's also the problem with Ramune, is if you turn the bottle up too long or the wrong angle, it'll
It'll
close
stop.
back up. Yeah,
So you
'cause the
don't drink too
marble.
much.
Is that what it is?
No,
I hate that.
it's not, but it's a self-regulating system.
I hear that.
It's to prevent overconsumption. You know, that's why the Japanese are all skinny.
Yeah.
It's because they don't overconsume.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm
They have
blacker
the
than ace of
notes.
spades and more militant than you and your whole damn
Yes.
army put together.
We have a surprise show for
Why
you,
you
ladies
out
and
there,
gentlemen.
shit.
It's just Gemini
Browbeating
Jackson and Arthur
politicians.
Dude in the
I'm
booth.
taking out any
Goddamn.
money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in
Everyone
my way.
had things to do and
So I'll
people to
tell you
see.
what. When your so-called
That's okay.
revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm Rufus and Grisios, Gemini Jackson, some of the Quantimino, with our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
Now, let's get this party started with the arena of ideas.
Why are you laughing, Gemini Jackson?
Because Arthur Dude over here printed out approximately 52 things with which we were compare two things. All right.
We're playing a game called
Dang.
Compare Two Things.
Dang, we even
Tell us
have.
about it,
All
Gemini
right, all
Jackson.
right.
First, explain to the listeners, compare two things.
Okay, let me explain compare two things. Basically, you compare two things.
Yes.
Yes. That's it. That's the extent of the rules.
Right? The rules are on the
The
cards.
rules are on the
Gemini
cards.
Jackson is holding
I'm holding a prototype.
a homemade deck of cards.
A prototype.
Made out of index
Made
cards,
out of index
run
cards.
through an old ass laser printer.
Okay, so you printed these.
Yes.
You didn't just type them on a typewriter, which is a good call.
I used a typewriter font to make it look
Yeah,
cool,
yeah.
but
That's fun.
this is just such like a homemade
Yeah, it's a
thing to
school
just
project.
try it out,
Try it
and we're
out,
gonna
see
just
how it
try to figure
goes.
it out.
All
Again,
right.
let's cover the rules one more time, Gemini
Okay, the
Jackson.
rules are on the back. Let me read the back, actually. It's a top secret. It says C2T. Prototype, which I assume is compare two things, prototype. And here are the rules. Compare two things.
Yep.
That's the extent of the rules. And then at the bottom it says extra retarded.
Fall winter 25.
Fall winter 25.
Yeah, we're willing this out to the world, so now we've got claim on this.
Yeah. So
And we have the physical prototype.
I don't know if these were in order of any kind, but I'm going to
Sort of,
shuffle
it
them.
doesn't, no, the order doesn't matter.
Okay. The
Okay,
list order.
so Gemini Jackson, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude had a brainstorm session for this game called Compare Two Things. And the idea is what's on these cards are things.
Yeah.
And there's, what, 54 cards? And we drew up a list of like 100 things.
Yeah.
And then Gemini Jackson just did some like random magic thing and like picked populated 54, because we were doing a deck of cards, right?
Right.
And just like 54 things off this list of 100.
Yes.
And I think our picks did get picked.
Yeah, like, I think our top picks made it in.
Yeah, for sure.
On random.
Yeah. And fun fact, before we really get into it, is that there's a card in there twice. And I was like, damn, what happened there? Turns out it was on the original list twice, and randomly
it made it
got
through twice.
Both of them made it. Yeah. And it's a game called Compare Two Things.
I think you have to keep it in.
Right. No, I kept it in.
No,
let me tell you
in
this.
The final version. No. So yeah. That when people draw both of them, they have to compare the same thing.
No, but the thing I was
it's funny.
Yeah, totally.
It's hilarious. Yes. Like, these guys fucked up such a simple game.
Right. The draw. So, yeah, I took some 3x5 index cards, printed the backs kind of the same, and then the blank sides are, like, the things.
The things which we
so
were comparing.
What I don't understand right now is, like, are we just going to grab a couple card, like, a card each and then compare them? Or are we each going to grab two cards and do our comparisons and talk about, like, how's the round robin work, Gemini Jackson?
Yeah.
And these are not rules. This is just guidance.
This is guidance. This
the
is,
rule is...
The rule is compare two things. Yeah. All other rules are house rules.
Like,
so.
how to play...
Do we want to play compare two things? I think we each draw.
And this could just be this instance. Next time we can play a completely different
exactly.
way.
Exactly. That's the beauty of compare two things.
Yeah.
It's always a new game with the same name. I think we each draw one. And the funnier... Okay, so...
So we're playing for points? What
yes.
are we doing here?
Well,
are we
no,
trying
no, no.
to get all the cards?
Yes. It's an honor system, right? So
yeah.
We both draw a card and... Uh-huh. One person goes first, right?
Like coin toss?
Coin toss.
Or, hey, person to the left.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And
the youngest person.
And exactly. Those kind of rules.
Yeah.
Whoever goes first, they compare the two things.
Uh-huh.
The person who goes after that has to also compare the two things, but they have to do it better.
Uh-huh.
So if the angle we're pursuing right now, which I think it is to be funny,
yeah.
I'll try to do a funny comparison of the two things.
Based on what we each drew?
Exactly.
Or you're not just drawing two random cards and...
No. You draw one, I draw one.
Uh-huh.
And then I will compare the two things.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to one-up that.
Okay. So this is a one-up match to get both cards or something.
To get both cards.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll play.
Pretty simple, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I've shuffled the deck.
We're not trying to run no two-hour episode today like we typically do.
No. We're going to play two
versions
of...
Yeah, we're
really
just trying to demo this.
Yeah, we're going to do two playthroughs of compare two things.
And, that,
and then we're
going to
compare...
I think we just run through it once and then have feedback for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a deck of...
Fresh shuffled.
54 cards. They've been shuffled. These are like homemade.
I don't remember most of the actual items. I remember bug and gun.
Yeah, bug and gun are always the like... Examples we give people, and yes, they both did make it.
Of course. Bangers.
Yeah. But there was one that made it in twice, and I love it.
I love it, too. Oh, the word itself is awesome, or the fact that it made it in twice?
Both.
Yes. And I think it has to make it into the fucking final version,
yeah,
dude.
And you know, I was thinking about it, because once you realize which one it is, or I'll just tell you later on, like, after we play.
We might. I think
it's going to be the icon. Like, I think this is what's going to, like, if there was a visual associated with this.
Okay.
It is this thing.
All right. That's exciting.
And again, it's a vast universe of what the solution to that would be.
Yeah.
But, and all these things are like abstract, like not very, it's like bug.
They're
we don't
nouns.
Say like a specific bug.
Right. Oh, I see. They're not, exactly. They're not very precise.
Right. They're like vague.
They're just ideas.
Simple.
Right. Concepts.
Yeah, they're all nouns.
Right.
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 Some are
accessible.
Abstract, and some are like, some are like things. They're all things. But
They're all things because we're comparing two things.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So we set the like house rules or the house guidance. I don't
know
what you want to call it.
Right.
And the rule to play this game is
compare two things.
Thank you.
And if you're playing with more people, I think it goes round robin. Right? Like I compare two things and then you compare two things and the person to your right compares two things. And if everyone agrees that his comparison was better, the next person has to compare two things until the crowd agrees that the previous one hasn't been topped. That would be my house rules.
We got to build a wiki around this.
I don't think we should give away house rules.
Oh.
I think it should just be as
there's
big
nothing
as
that's like official. But
we
I'm
have
just saying,
to. This is our dungeon master book.
Based
this
on
is our own.
That, yeah.
This is our own little dungeon master book.
Okay. So do we share a card? Or like, I guess we have to. So Gemini Jackson drew Alien.
Alien. And book.
And I drew book.
Okay.
So we're going to compare two things.
They both are hard to understand.
Wow. I'd say you can have... They're both filled with information.
Okay. I don't know. That's better.
That doesn't really like one up, though.
No, it doesn't one up.
Kind of deep thought here.
Yeah. My next one would be... they both look to get up your butt.
Like metaphorically or...
Or metaphysically.
Yeah. Wow. That's a pretty good topper. And like, how many rounds of this do we do?
I mean, if you quit, they're mine. And understand quit. That. If you concede that you can't top it.
The fact that they can both go up your butt sounds like, you know, the bigger, blacker card.
Yeah. Right.
Against humanity.
Right. Like, maybe it's too powerful.
Just kind of just trump with that every time.
Right. But, you know.
They both can go up your butt.
It loses effectiveness. Like, we can't do it again. I'll be like, nah, that's corny.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, so you can use it, and you should use it first.
But you're at that point, like you've said that 4 times already.
Right.
And it's not cool
anymore.
Exactly. So let me one up with this, especially if you get like a poll that you could really.
Mm-hmm.
So audience, just think how you can compare Alien.
And book. Right.
I guess I could say that an alien, for example, like E.T. Mm-hmm. is an alien.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was like a comic book E.T., is that like a comparison?
It is a comparison. It's not great.
Yeah.
It doesn't one up going up your butt, so I think I'll take these. All right, next two things with which we will compare. Oh, no. I got a draw again card.
Yeah, that was like on there.
Oh, shit. I got it. This card is intentional. Okay, so I get to pick.
So anything under the sun?
I got the this card is intentionally left blank card, which is a free play card.
Uh-huh.
Which is I get to pick
whatever
I want.
There are two special cards in the 54 deck is the
draw
blank card and the draw again card.
I pulled them both.
I didn't
shuffle well enough.
It's fine.
Probably.
Yeah, they were at the end of the list.
Yeah.
So they somehow like...
Just they stuck together.
It. And I got the card that has a double, which is Moon.
Moon is on there twice?
Yeah. And I'm
that
thinking like Moon could just be iconic.
You could just have a Moon.
To things.
Like a half waning moon, right?
Uh-huh.
And the black side and the white side, and just compare two things,
compare
right?
Two
and
things.
Like one,
yeah, like
one little icon,
kind of yin yangy with the moon,
right? Right.
Nice,
nice,
dude.
Nice.
Now we got to get like symbolic with the like waxing waning. Like, what are you gonna go here?
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe you could like I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So moon and
cocaine.
Cocaine. Let's go.
They're both white.
They're both rocks.
They're both Dang.
Oh, is it like a speed round kind of thing?
It doesn't have to be, but you already played, so I got to think.
Better than rocks?
Better than rocks.
Okay.
Cocaine and moon.
Uh-huh. Wait, how does that draw again card go? Like, it does just
I just
get
immediately
discarded?
Draw again.
Oh, you get to keep
That's what
it?
I did.
Yeah, but you get
yeah,
to
but
keep
I get
it?
To keep it. It's a point.
Dang, that could be the game changer right
That's
there.
That's the whole point of the draw again card.
And the blank card?
It used to be like a throwaway card, right? Mm-hmm. But now... It means something.
Cocaine and moon. And of course you can put it up your butt, but we're not going to buy that one anymore.
No.
That's an easy one up.
They're both, when you're on them, you're in space.
Nice. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say they are both illegal to
the
possess.
Moon?
You can't possess moon rocks, right?
I think you can.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I don't think so.
Moon
I
mean, rocks themselves are the...
I guess if they were made of like some common element,
think
but if there was
have,
provenance...
I think people have bought moon rocks.
Real
like
moon
charity.
Rocks with provenance?
Yeah.
Like NASA
I bet.
Property or
I
something
bet.
Like that?
I bet NASA has sold moon rocks.
Remember that we had that story where there was like that dude that stole the moon rocks and like
he stole
sprinkled...
Them.
Sprinkled them all over his like girlfriend's bed or something to be romantic? I'm like, sand?
Sand? Pocket sand?
Yeah.
Both illegal to own.
That was pretty weak, by the way.
I agree.
The last one that you said was pretty good.
Not bad. When you're on them, you're in space.
Yeah. And it has to be snarky stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what the winner would be.
Yeah.
Here
yeah.
You go.
I think, it, that I think that's
conceding.
Fair. I think that's fair. Compare two things.
Hat and cement. Okay.
All right. Winner goes first every time, right?
Sounds fine.
Okay. Hat and cement.
And is there a timer here? Like, we can't have too much silence.
Right. There should be a 30-second timer, kind of like
taboo. 30 seconds? That just seems like a lot. I'd go 5.
5 seconds
like
is
Like, if
crazy.
You don't start talking.
Oh, okay.
Like, in 5 seconds, like, that's way too long.
Well, I thought you have to finish your sentence by 30 seconds.
Oh, the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That's fine, too, but I don't know. I would
it
say,
does feel long, right? Because, I mean, that's no the 26-minute game.
Yeah. These are just fun.
Yeah, it should be. Okay, so, okay. Hat and cement.
And you're just trying to be smart, right?
Right.
And you could also be really dumb or, as we say, extra retarded.
Right. Cement. Damn.
Like, oh, they're both made of atoms.
They are, in fact, both made out of... But then that becomes like you can stick them up your butt.
Yeah, stick them up your butt. Yeah.
Hat and cement.
Feeling this out. We're feeling out this new
Damn,
game.
Hat and cement is kicking my ass.
I was going
right
to say...
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
You can steal it.
Steal what? Nah.
No, if you get one and I don't have one, you stole it.
Like, there's hard versions of both?
No. Like a hard brim and cement?
Like a hard hat and
cement.
Oh,
a hard hat.
Cement.
They're both used for construction.
Yeah. Cement was kind of a tough one. I was like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Brian move. I think that one was his. Cement.
Hat and cement.
Yeah.
Brutal. I think you won that one. With a... They're both made out of atoms. Damn. All right. Compare two things.
I drew sponge.
And I drew moon!
You drew the second moon!
Dang. You won, so you go first.
All right, they both have a bunch of holes in
them. Dang, that was mine.
Yeah, that's so easy.
That was easy. It was mine. Yeah.
And sometimes the obvious is the winner.
Yeah.
Like you can't think of anything else. They should have this like accessory where it's like just like a little 5-second hourglass to where you got to spin it around.
No, dude, you buy that accessory.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm
it
saying.
Comes with,
it doesn't come with it.
It comes with
all that comes with it is a deck of cards right. And you buy everything. Everything else is extra. Add-ons.
Extra retarded, that is.
Yeah. No, but a little plastic 5-second
yeah.
hourglass thing is perfect.
I love that.
Yeah.
Just go and steal them out of taboo boxes.
You want this
boxes.
To come with a box?
You know, yeah.
Extra. Why'd you get just the cards and shrink wrap?
That's funny. Well, yeah, cards and shrink wrap will sell to you for $15.
Yeah, but the box is like $1 extra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. That's
the container.
The case itself. That's fucking funny. We need like a nice case that we can sell them, you know.
Oh, right. The
hard case.
Yeah.
A hard case.
Right.
That's so fucking funny, dude. To have this stupid game.
Yeah.
And build out all of these massive accessories.
Yeah.
Accessories. Like, yeah.
With the hourglass, but the premium hourglass.
Yeah, exactly.
The digital hourglass.
The metal tin box for your compared to things.
Let's fucking go.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
We're this far.
Why not? Moon and sponge.
Oh, yeah.
They
both got holes.
Soak?
What?
The light?
Radiation?
No, it reflects light. Moon? Holes? Cheese? No.
They're mine.
Both salty. Yeah, they're yours.
How about like a timer on the comparing? You know what I'm saying? Like it's a 30-second timer.
Yeah.
And whoever does the best in like 30 seconds. Cause you
Per round. That's
pretty good. Yeah.
That's
just ironing
good.
It out.
But like if you're going back and forth. Okay. So that's what it is. It's like war. You get half the deck and I get half the deck, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And we slam it at the same time,
uh-huh.
And that starts a timer.
Oh, and
so
you
if I get mine
deck.
In first and you never get one, I win. If
uh-huh.
we get them in at the same time, then we have to decide whose was better. Or you can keep going. If I thought yours was better, I'll go with another one.
Like you start talking, I have to be quiet and listen, or what?
No, if we say them both at the same time, that's fine.
What do you mean both?
Like no, both of our answers.
Oh,
say
okay.
like, okay, we're doing moon and
uh-huh.
sponge, and you
yeah.
say
they
I say they're salty,
holes.
And you say they're both have holes.
Yeah.
Now we have to decide.
Oh,
is
based
mine
on
funnier
that one?
Or is yours funnier?
Okay. Yeah,
that's not bad, right?
Yeah.
And it has a 30-second timer.
Right, right.
Yeah.
In case you're stumped.
And if I think yours is better,
right.
I have an opportunity to try and one-up it.
Hey, aren't you going to count these cards out, though? Because it's like an unfair stack.
How many do you have?
Oh, we got to count, like, on the air? I don't know. Like, I can't count right now. Like, 5, 10. I got to count out loud. Sorry. Like, 15. We could start over, and you could just deal them out. I got, like, 20.
I have 23.
I probably have around 23.
Here. Now we probably have both the same amount.
Okay, let's just go with that.
All right.
All right, slamming down.
Yep. 3, 2, 1, go. Potato and war.
There's the famine.
Oh,
potato, famine, and war.
Causes famines.
Yeah, war causes famine.
I
feel like famine's a card, too.
They're both culturally Irish.
Okay, I'm going to say they're both things where you can end up fried.
Okay.
That can end up fried. Something like that. Like French fries.
Deep fried.
And yeah, like
war,
nuclear
shell
bombs,
shock.
Napalm. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, like the firebombing of fucking Japan?
Yeah.
I got you.
Like they got
That's pretty
fried.
Good. That's pretty good. All right, I'll give it to you. I like culturally Irish, though, but they don't do that much war.
I don't think they do much war.
Hot dog and gun.
Oh, both phallic.
Sure. They can both go up your butt.
Yeah.
They both solve problems.
Yeah, hunger and, I don't know, vendetta?
Breaking and entering, I think. Yeah.
Both have, like, a ton of them in Chicago and wherever.
There. Fucking good. You can find them both in large quantities in Chicago. That's fucking good.
Yeah!
Okay. Yeah, that one was good. You can find them both in massive quantities in Chicago. Hilarious. Science and bug!
Bug!
And science.
Okay. Well, I forgot what the science of bugs were.
Oh.
But
entomology? No.
I think it's something like that.
Something like that.
Entomology, not right. Etymology.
No.
Yeah, entomology. Maybe.
Yeah. You both study them in school.
Yeah. They're both things that bug me.
Sure. Once you learn about them, you chase them.
Bug chasing? Yeah, yeah, these are just random ass things, too.
Boom. Man and pencil.
They both have things that are long and hard.
There it is.
Boom!
They both write. They both fight.
Okay. You can have it.
Yeah.
Like a pencil fight.
Yeah, man.
And a man fight.
Yeah.
Like bum fight.
Bum fights.
Yeah.
We should put bum instead of man. Roulette and fire. Both on red.
Yeah. Okay. When you play with matches or... Like, they're both gambles, I guess?
They're both gambles.
Like when you play with fire and sure. You play roulette.
Okay, yeah. I like that. Uh-huh. See if I can top that. Russian? Anything about Russian?
Fire? I guess
I don't know.
Fire bombs?
Fire, water, roulette water? No.
Firewalls?
I'll do the gambling angle. You can have them.
All right.
Didn't have much for that. Compare two things. Tree and car. I've had a blowjob in both of them.
That's funny. A tree?
Yeah. A treehouse.
Okay. That's not what it says,
It's not
though.
True. Yeah. Well, I was in a tree.
Up in a tree, maybe?
Up in a tree.
Yeah.
Car and tree.
One pollutes the other. Is that really comparing them, though?
No, that's contrasting.
Or not trees like pollute cars, but cars pollute trees.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That would be contrasting. Like, trees are better for the environment than cars. Yeah, that'd be...
That's contrasting.
That's volume
that's
two,
the, that's the expansion set, guys. Yeah. Sorry to, you know, tip the bit, but it's coming.
Uh-huh.
And all the accessories that come with it.
Like the hourglass.
And the fucking the metal tank case.
Yeah, the premium case.
Well, by the time we release the second expansion, we'll have to have a double case box.
We were talking about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like for just for two decks?
Well, like to hold both of your decks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there's a third empty slot to tip the bit that there's hay.
Oh, there might be, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, right.
Complicate two things for the ladies.
Or rules.
Oh, rules is three, and then fourth
rules
is
volume three.
Complicate two things.
Yeah, so run that past the listeners at this point. So volume one is what we're playing right now. It's compare
banger.
Two things.
Banger.
Then we're going to have a follow-up called contrast two things.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, we're going to have a deck called rules.
Uh-huh.
You know, the content currently a mystery.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we know what the content is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the
it's
rules.
Verbs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, right.
Kiss. That's one of the cards. Sorry to
suck.
Tip the bitty. What is going on?
Yeah, it could be like an adults only thing.
Suck.
Suck, fuck, finger.
Dang, dude. I think we need a nighttime version.
Ejaculate.
We need a nighttime version of rules, okay?
Yeah, yeah. The after dark
version. After dark.
After dark edition. Rules after
dark. Rules
edition.
After dark
yeah.
is the fifth right? expansion.
Yeah. Right?
Rules yeah. after dark.
Right.
Kisses on both of them.
And we'll have like rules slumber party edition.
Dang, dude. Spin the bottle.
Shit. And then we have volume four, which is complicate two things.
Right.
For the ladies.
I don't know what we're doing with that one. We'll have to get an outside consultant to
I thought some of these
what
things.
Was the thing?
We were talking about using the same deck and you got to complicate. Like,
no, no, no. All of the decks are the same except for rules. It's
right,
verbs.
Verbs.
But all they just have different backs.
Uh huh.
Right? Like all, yeah. of, like the fronts
oh,
are all
right.
the same.
The rule, the like one rule of the game is on the back goes from like compare to contrast
to complicate. Yeah,
and it, but it's the same deck.
But it's the same deck.
Same fonts and everything.
Everything. The front is exactly
but
the same.
But complicate has the pink backs.
Pink back, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like compare is like the white backs.
Uh huh.
Contrast is the black backs. And then we got the rules, which we were saying like red or something like
Maybe.
That. Yeah. We'll work on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
That needs massaging.
Oh, they'll be gold.
Gold.
Find some foil packs. Golden rolls.
Foil cards would be fucking fire.
Fuck yeah, they would.
I think if we're selling... If we're selling... Reverse foil.
Yeah, to where rules is like in the card, like stock. Yeah,
everything else is foiled. Yeah,
gold foil on the back.
It's fucking fire.
Yeah, dude.
If we're sold out of both decks,
uh-huh,
we can afford to do foil backs for rules.
Of course we can. Yeah, so
and by the time we have foil backs for rules all sold out, we'll have our $100,000 and we can open up a video store.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, is we're going to get a video store at a strip mall that has a membership to kind of stay open break even.
Right, a break-even proposition to borrow VHS from a fucking store. Right.
This is a passion
and
project.
And what we're doing is we're going to buy a bunch of home videos from eBay.
Yes!
And have a home movie section behind the beaded curtain, dude. Yes, I fucking love that so much.
Yeah.
The idea of like people's home movies
compared
for rent,
to things, please,
is pretty gross.
Scan that QR code and please buy a deck so we can get to this point.
The R stands for retarded.
And what? QR VCR? Code. Oh.
And VCR.
What's video a VC, though? Venture capitalists?
Yeah, we are venture capitalists.
Venture capital
retards.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
With a Z.
Z.
Yeah.
That's fucking fire.
So card tree, 30 seconds. I'm stumped. Ooh, that's like a tree thing. They both have stumps. If Fallout Boy was driving a car, they'd both have stumps. Boom.
How's that?
Trees have stumps.
No, the Fallout Boy thing.
Patrick Stump.
Okay, you can have it.
Yes!
Patrick Stump. I forgot about Patrick Stump. That's how I... Strawberry Tear.
Wow.
Tear.
That's like an emo
tear
song.
Tear or Tear. This is an emo song.
Yeah, would you say like side project, album title, or song title?
It's a strong song title. It's a...
Strawberry Tear.
Yeah.
So if we compare... Oh, so like the seeds on a strawberry kind of look like tears.
They do.
Boom.
They do.
This guy says boom too much.
Is it tear or tear? I guess it's tear.
You know, it's up to the reader.
Sure. Strawberry Tear.
I'm thinking like tears like when you cry.
They're both fucking sweet.
But there could be like a tear, like a rip in a paper.
Right.
Or fabric.
Right.
They're both sweet.
They're
come
both
on.
Sweet.
You can, that's up your butt thing.
It is up your butt.
You have to have a move name for that. Like,
right.
What was the other thing that is an
stick it up your ass.
Yeah, there's that, but like there's another underhanded. Oh, they're made of atoms.
Made of atoms, yeah.
Yeah, that's the atom call.
Yeah. I don't want it to just be.
It also has to be kind of a fast paced game, right?
Yeah.
So like,
I guess
like,
you got it.
Yeah.
I didn't have a comparison then. I got stick it up your ass.
You could quickly demo a contrast two things too if you want.
We could, but I think
because we got the deck made already.
I think we focus on comparing. Yeah. Cactus and Canoe.
They both start with C.
Sure, that was easy. They both start with CA. Mine's better.
Whoa!
Oh!
They both have like fibers?
Okay.
Like a canoe's made of wood?
And,
I guess so, yeah.
Both
float, yeah.
You find them both in the desert?
Canoes in the desert. Explain that one.
Yeah, it's not great. All right, I don't like fibers, though. We got a better one for this? CA?
You said
CA
wins. That's it. Why even fight it?
Sometimes.
And see, only in that situation when those two cards are drawn.
Exactly.
You're going to have that
like
kind of
an easy
fight.
One up. Yeah. Dentist and Famine.
Riddle me this, though. Oh,
they both are the highest rates of suicide.
Wow. Famine, though?
I don't know.
Does hunger kill more people than other things?
It's not really suicide, but I'm sure it can drive you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They both result in lost teeth.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I don't think I can one up that one.
Bing, 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 bing.
Ooh, I like this one.
Oh shit! Pizza and airplane.
Airplane and pizza. They both take you up to the sky. Would you enjoy them?
They're both vehicles for pedophiles.
Nice. Good enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Easy. There's just these pauses because we have to like stretch over to the table and drop the card on
there.
We're
slamming
them. See
them.
Yeah.
Boom.
He's got ball.
Ball and ball.
Oh, ball and ball. Where did we get
what
two?
The fuck?
There's two balls.
No, I mean there has to be.
I have to look on this list.
That's
again.
That's crazy.
I didn't notice two balls.
That's crazy.
I
that just happened.
Now notice
look,
two balls. Yeah.
We have two balls.
We're comparing two things.
How are you comparing?
Left nut and right
exactly.
nut.
Exactly. They're both in the same set.
One hangs lower than the other.
They're both in your mom's mouth.
Oh!
I busted them both in your mom.
You can have both balls.
Dude, I got both balls, dude.
Wait a second. I'm
going
to have to review
dude.
The list again. That one throws me. Because I thought there were only
two moons.
I'm okay
with just sticking moon in there twice.
Yeah.
I think it's overkill to have two things, like, twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
No, but the odds of getting both balls like that?
No, that was
on
like,
the
that
very
was like,
first inaugural round of Compare Two Things. That was never going to happen again.
That was played out.
Snail and regret. Okay.
Sheesh.
Regret is like a slow process. And
yeah,
snails
nice.
Move slow.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're filled with slime.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I was going to say something about that. Like the trails are long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trails of regret and the trails of slime.
Snail trail.
Snail trail. Oh, yeah. You can. Oh, that's it. You can find them both on strippers.
Nice. Oh, yeah. There you smell. Go. I'll Boom. Give you that one. Yeah. Snail and regret can both be found on exotic dancers.
Exotic dancers.
Yep.
Door and smile.
Opening doors can lead to smiles.
You both open them both. Yeah.
Yeah. They can also both be shut.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a better one right now. Mm. That was 30 seconds.
Yeah. That was like 10 seconds.
It's okay. I'm willing to concede. I didn't have a funny one right off the bat. Oh, chocolate and salad.
Yeah,
okay.
You toss them both. You can have it.
No, dude, that's like sticking up your ass.
No, but I mean, does it get better than chocolate and salad?
Yeah, it doesn't get any better.
I don't even want to think anymore after that one. They could both be tossed.
Sure.
Or something like that. All right, here we go.
All right. We got lemon and pig. Both of them have parties.
Yes. Pig party?
Maybe not.
Party pig?
Party pig.
That sounds like a made-up party store.
Yeah.
Or it might be a real party store.
Party pig like might have been a party store.
One location in the BFE. Like,
yeah.
They're both edible?
They are both edible.
Yeah.
You could stick them both up your butt.
Mm-hmm. The party one's like the easy lemon party.
Yeah.
Party
That's
pig.
That's all I thought was lemon party.
Parties.
Eh, whatever. We're comparing two things. It doesn't have to be right.
Heartburn and dog.
Okay.
Raising a puppy can give you heartburn.
Sure can.
Yeah.
Heartburn and dog.
I guess dogs could have heartburn too.
I don't know. Can they? Do they have the mechanism of acid reflux?
Right. I think they just vomit.
Yeah. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You got them.
Yeah. This one's kind of weak.
That was tough. Look, you're going to run into some issues with compared to things. Cat and brain.
Yeah.
Okay. You need them both to have that fucking, that disease that women get when they have too many cats.
Oh, plasmodium
yeah.
or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Toxic
yeah.
plasmodium?
Yeah, they, exactly. They both contribute to toxic plasmodium. Whatever
brain,
that is.
Brain?
Yeah. It affects your brain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Toxic plasmodium?
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
It kind of gets tiring towards the end of the deck.
Yeah, that's why you have to have stamina to play compared to
right.
things. Piano and computer.
It is like the ultimate brain games with the boys.
It is. Piano and computer.
They're both instruments.
Sure. You can play them both.
They both play with keys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They both have keyboards.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I was affirming that.
Probably the best one then.
Yeah, you got it. Pony and a banana.
Pony
wait.
And banana emoji.
Wait. Was banana emoji one of them?
There was like a smallest of emojis, and I don't know how the emoji made it on there, but that was the only one that
Dude,
made
that's
it
fucking
on there.
Fire, too.
So banana emoji and pony.
Pony. You could stick them both up your butt.
Pony?
Well, if you're
like a My Little Pony.
Enough, uh-huh.
Take a My Little Pony figurine and
nice.
Stick that up your ass.
You can ride that.
You can ride a banana, like yeah. a banana seat bike.
A banana hammock.
Yeah.
A banana seat bike, yeah.
Yeah.
Ride that pony.
They can both be ridden. You pretty much said that like four different ways. So
right.
You won that one. Yeah, the instant answers. There could also be that kind of overtake. Of
yeah.
Like, yeah. And then I guess, like you were saying, if you had like peers.
Right.
How would you speed it up, you said, if you were doing like a round robin and you're only comparing two
I think
things.
It would be very obvious who's the funniest one if you have. Well, you wouldn't do round robin anymore.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. So the round
so
robin is
like
the round robin is the next person. So like the person who
left.
Won still goes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right, still yeah. has the deck.
It's going to get confusing, though.
It doesn't actually matter who puts the cards down.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of like...
Yeah. Do you think it'll graduate to something like compare three things?
I think that would be very difficult as we're already having a hard time with two things.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is kind of like the apex of comparison games.
The apex of the vortex.
Right.
The tsunami mommy?
Apple and mailbox.
Yeah.
Okay. You can smoke weed out of both of them.
A mailbox?
Yeah, man.
That's crazy, like a mailbox bong or something?
Yeah, why not? They're both...
They both come from trees? Mm-hmm. I don't know, mailbox, really.
Not really.
It's made of wood.
The stake is, maybe.
Yeah.
It's most like it's... aren't mailboxes metal?
Now, are you getting to this point to where you're thinking like some of these things are like could be better. Like there's
the nouns themselves.
Yeah, like the cards themselves. Like
I think the combinations are what's making it hard. I mean, cement is kind of weak.
Uh huh.
Because it's hard to compare that with other stuff. But I mean, if you got cement and like cum or something,
compare that.
Right.
Just for example.
I mean, when you're older, they're both powdered.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can make.
They both dry up and get hard.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's good.
Yeah, crusty.
See, look, you can make it. It's just whatever it comes
with.
Right,
right. That's so what, I guess that's it's the combination of two things. What makes like it apple difficult. And mailbox. Right. Whereas if we say got two different kinds of boxes, they'd be like, they're both boxes.
Right.
And that's all you can think of. And that person who thought of it first wins.
Right.
You could sell it.
Look, the game isn't the game, right? That's not what we're selling.
Yeah.
We're selling a fucking meme.
Uh-huh. So Apple mailbox.
Uh-huh.
They both store things like seeds in an apple and then like mailbox.
Oh, I thought
mailbox.
You meant like Apple the company. Not bad.
Yeah.
They both store things.
Right. They both
iCloud.
Have a mailbox.
iCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You can have it. Oh, yeah, they both have mailboxes.
I'll just take them.
You can have them.
Yeah. All right.
Orange and friendship.
Wow.
Okay.
Orange is part of the colors of friendship.
It sure is.
Which I imagine is the whole spectrum.
Yeah. You can find them both in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, friendship's one of those abstracts where it's like not really like a thing, but it's still a thing.
Right. Maybe we shouldn't be that abstract. Maybe,
not
I mean,
abstracts.
I like the idea of like harder objects, like an object,
like
versus,
tangible items versus
even
abstract.
Even tear and tear, like there's too much ambiguity there for me.
So you'd throw tear out?
Well, I would make it like more obvious, like teardrop or whatever.
Oh yeah, and another part of our like brainstorm, we were like associating emojis with everything, and I think that's how banana emoji ended up on.
Oh, I see.
Is that like orange would be the obvious like fruit?
Right.
Orange emoji, and then friendship, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to pick an emoji for friendship, like, what's that, really?
Right. I think it's a bunch of people holding hands
high
in a circle.
High fives or something? The high five one?
It's a hands across America.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just have the world, and you have a bunch of kids.
And then what
hands.
Do you do if, like, no one thinks of anything?
Then it goes to the pit.
The pit?
The pit.
Like, nobody gets it?
To redraw.
Oh, no way, because you're just going to come back to the same dullness.
No, you know, you shuffle them back into what's ever left.
Yeah, we have barely anything left, though.
Now
it's
going
to be like a shitty shuffle.
Yeah.
You only have one left?
Yeah.
I have two. What happened? I thought there was an even number. The draw again card fucked us out.
Because
that was an instant pass away.
So we need one more card. Yeah, if the draw again is that.
Or you'll just have to toss the draw again card because it's going to fuck up that balance.
I like the draw again card.
Or replace it with something
else. I
like
draw again more than like a lot of the other cards.
The blank cards. So you're going to toss out tear?
Yeah, versus the draw again for sure.
Wait, but it's more like replacing it. Like replace it with another draw again card. That would
is
probably
it
fix
two
it.
Draw again
two
cards?
Two draw again cards.
Yeah, that would fix the balance.
Yeah.
As there would be.
Yeah.
You know. Because
what do you do at the end now? Because we're going to drop one more compare two. And the last round, we have nothing to compare.
Yeah. It's true. That's true.
We found the flaw with the draw again card.
We need two draw again cards, right?
Okay. All right.
Will balance it out, right?
It
say
should.
You have a draw again card.
There's a chance that the draw again gets tossed again.
At the end.
Either you can have both of them, or I can have one, and you can have one, or you know what I mean?
It could be.
It doesn't
at
matter.
The end. Yeah.
But you're still always going to have pairs.
Right.
Right?
I think so. So let's play it through.
No, we'll
like,
just
say,
like, your
say
envision.
Say I have a draw again card.
Uh huh.
Because you have two. Then we're in the same predicament.
Why don't you pull that draw? Yeah, and what if the draw again card's like the last card?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're in the same predicament.
I feel like you just got to throw that card out.
Yeah, I might be holding on to it too much.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I would just replace it with either another blank or another gimmicky-ass card.
I just think
that's not draw again. That's
think
like
it's
a
funny.
Lose a turn.
Yeah, what else could we do other than draw again?
That's another like noun?
No, I think it has to be a special card.
Yeah. Huh. Like,
What do you draw again card? Yeah. And then the other one has two things on it.
What do you mean? Oh, like to where you're comparing three things?
At some point you might have to.
Oh, shit. It's like a compare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
It could be a single compare two things if that's the last card that's played.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see what you mean.
Or
so, like, say like the card
three
in your
things.
Hand is like.
The two things card.
Yeah. Oh, right. So, but what if you end up, what if it ends up being compare three things and that last card ends up being like just a single noun? Like, you don't want to end up without pairs. Like, it has to be, like, paired out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Draw Again almost just doesn't work with the like mechanics of like just putting two cards down.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work with our mechanics.
Yeah.
And I think you're right that it doesn't really work with this if you are comparing two things,
mm-hmm.
unless you have some other card.
We're just going to maybe have to replace it with like a blank card.
Yeah, that's the easy solution is this card is intentionally left blank, two of them. I mean, that's fun, too. Yeah. Like, if you're thinking of it as a real game, it's fun.
And what if you both draw, like, we had the two balls, two blanks?
That's hilarious.
That's a pretty dope round right there.
Yeah, that was the best round. But if you're thinking of it as a meme, this has got to stay, dude.
Yeah, but it's going to fuck the game up. And maybe, you know, the game was supposed meant to be fucked up at the end.
I think so.
All right. Let's finish it up.
Okay.
So no draw, put it back.
No second draw to
Orange Friendship, you could take those. Friendship Abstract, we need to rethink that one.
Rethink
maybe.
Friendship.
Or Abstract Anything.
Right.
All right.
All right.
I guess I'm just going to pick this.
Boom. Mouse and Plane.
Yeah.
Airplane and Plane, dude. We got to think. I mean, unless you're thinking about Frictionless Plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of like a flat surface.
Right. Right.
I guess if like a mouse was hit by like a steamroller, it'd be flat.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can't have long pauses like this.
Yeah.
That'd be like a buzzer.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's another add-on. Buy the buzzer. As soon as you say yours, you slam it, and it's a 5-second timer.
Like chess?
No, it's a buzzer, right?
Uh-huh.
And like the first person, if they say it, they have the opportunity to hit the buzzer. Like you just said yours.
Uh-huh.
Now you have the opportunity
and
to slam
now
it.
You have
now
three I have.
Now
counter.
I'm on the clock. If I don't counter, and
five
you get
seconds
them both.
Though, that seems like way too long.
5 seconds when you're trying to think of something?
Well, I guess like when we're recording
I think
like
5 seconds.
We can't have 5-second blanks.
No, but in real life, 5 seconds isn't that
I guess
long.
You would have to count it out loud.
And as it's going like, bing, 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 you're going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. 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 You can have it.
So.
I don't have any more. Yeah, those are yours.
Yeah. And then like the last one's wall. What do you do with that? Do you like simulate a blank?
Yeah.
So what's yours?
Cable.
Okay. Coaxial. Wall
through
jack thing?
Sure, sure. That's not a comparison.
Yeah, it is.
How's that a comparison?
They're both wall things, like the
wall
itself.
Oh, they're both
wall
things. They're both wall things.
Wall itself.
If you're
going to
win with both wall
the
things,
the coaxial cable connector? Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about cable service?
I'm just talking about the noun cable.
Okay. Yeah, so
they're both like, superheroes.
Cable TV could be like a wall into knowing what's the truth.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're both superheroes.
I don't know.
I don't know if the wall is a superhero. I'm sure there's an offshoot,
right? The like one issue hero called the Wall,
or like some side character in a superhero.
Oh yeah. And what is he? He's just a wall. He's like a like what Humpty Dumpty fell off of,
right.
But he's like can talk.
Well, look, he gets in front of the bad guys, and then he just like stands there, and they can't get through him, and like, oh, thank you, Wall.
Oh, right. Or he's just like a wide mutant.
Yeah, he's a wide mutant.
Or he can be turn into a wall.
He can
or
get
something.
Wider.
Yeah.
It's not a great power, but it is a power. You have to admit that.
Right.
Yeah. He plays football.
Yeah.
He's not. I mean, he uses his power at a very interpersonal level.
Right.
It's not like
he's
stopping crime.
It could be
crime.
More of like a Juggernaut thing where he's just so wide they just call him the Wall.
The Wall.
Yeah, because you can't get past him.
Right.
Fair enough.
All right. I'll take it for the superheroes. All right. I'll count mine. If I have more, then I win. If I don't, 1, 2, 3.
Cut this, J-Mark. I can't even count cards. I feel like we have the same number, but I guess we can't because... I got to do these in, like, groups of five so I can be, like, multiples at that point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I count my cash. No. What? No.
I think I won.
Yeah. You tell me what you have, and I'll subtract it from, like, 54.
I have 30.
30? So I have 24.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't
You're an asshole.
It wasn't a bad playthrough. And in fact, it's not supposed to be a real fucking game.
It's a real fucking game now.
It is a real fucking game now, but it's I think it serves its purpose as a game on a scale of 1 to 10. It's like a 5 game.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to like impress anybody.
But as a meme, it's a 10, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's a fucking 10, dude.
Yeah, so riddle me this. Let's market this a little bit.
Yeah.
So like, are we thinking like, you know, the box with the QR code on it and like just at the coffee shop, you know, buy your own. And just, you know,
I think, well, what do you mean?
Just a QR code that says, like, get your own copy or something.
I think you don't even say anything around the QR code. You just assume they're going to scan it if they love this thing.
You think so? I think most people just miss that.
The QR code, if it's the whole back?
If it was the whole back, yeah, maybe.
Just make the whole back a QR code.
Let's go.
Yeah. Don't be subtle about any of it. Right, just like as simple as possible and has like as high contrast. Like you'd immediately understand.
Yeah. And I remember you already like demoed like a design for the back, but I wasn't going to like pull that off on these like index cards.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just really wanted to make something like super generic just to like focus on the mechanics today.
Right.
Versus like the whole packaging part.
Uh-huh.
But like thinking back to the packaging thing, and I was trying to, we were worried about like cost and whatnot. It was like, I was thinking of the thing is like, you can get like 1,000 business cards pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know, for like $5 or some shit.
Right.
How about 5,000 business cards? It just gets cheaper from there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And just have that and then somehow
just print
figure
the
out.
Becks.
Print the words.
Yeah.
Figure out a way.
Well, they have card printers, right? Like they have just printers that
you put
in a stack
cards?
Of cards and just like print them out. Yeah.
But I'm saying you got to maybe take it next level to where like raised ink or something like that.
Oh shit. Well, I mean like okay, so if we have 54 cards, right?
Yeah, die cut cards, you just get the round corner
if
cards.
If you buy like 1,000 how many
our
decks
current
are
cards
how many
right
decks
here
are we trying to
are
make?
Half a 3x5 index card. So this is 3x2x5.
How many cards
you going,
do you think? I wanted to just make it like playing card size.
Like, yeah, standard card size, which I think is like 2x3? Something like that.
And a half or something?
It's like 3x4 or something. 2.5x4. That's what it sounds like.
It's not 4 inches.
Hey, Siri.
I think it's 2x3. It doesn't matter.
Anyways, yeah.
But say we were going the business card route, right? How many decks do we
want
to print?
This is
how many decks do we want to print?
This is very guerrilla.
Yeah.
You know, we're just
because like there are business card printers that will do
double-sided
different
with a different backs. Really?
Yeah. So our different backs would just be the...
Oh, like if you have a real estate company and you got like 20 agents.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And actually they have those raised ink printers that, you know, you just put the business cards in and they do the fronts.
I just think if raised ink was cheap, for example, that'd be so dope.
It'd be so dope.
Yeah, because it's
tactile.
Yeah. And that's really
quality.
What the purpose of it is.
It's a quality product.
We're really doing nothing electronic at this point. We're just like reading a book or, you know, playing a deck of cards.
Spending time together as people.
Right. And exercising our brains at the same time.
Right. And it's hard.
Sans electricity.
It sucks.
All we need is the photons to like reflect off these cards and you get some words off there and
take
share it to
a
conversation.
Picnic.
And it might remind you of things like orange friendships.
Yeah. So my idea for a commercial was... It's like
for compare two things.
It's a guy and a girl at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And he asks her, "Do you want to compare two things?" And that's the end of the commercial.
Yeah. 5-second ad.
5-second ad. And then you do it with a girl who says, Do you want to compare two things?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
Right.
And that's it. Pre-roll on YouTube. We buy like, you know,
yeah, but
100,000 plays.
Is the product
in
the shot? Like, what are we talking about here?
Like, how
or is it just like,
well, click, he sees it and he like picks up his, he says to her, "Do you want to compare two things?"
Gotcha.
And that's it.
So he picks up the deck and you can recognize this is the like compare two things deck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asks a question and totally. Let's go for it.
It's beautiful.
Like if the,
Simplicity.
Yeah. If the budget was right, let's go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. See, I mean, like we play through it. It's like playable.
It's playable. Yeah. Look, all we wanted was that it was playable. We didn't need it to be fun or anything.
And we don't give a shit who likes it and doesn't like it.
No,
we're
the
just
point is you hate it,
but
you hate it so much that you understand. Yeah. This is fucking hilarious.
So, I mean, like numbers, we'll talk off air, but like we just wanted to run through the game for anyone that would want to listen and describe this. And it's kind of like our like verbal copyright. Like this is like our thing.
Yeah. Try to take it, idiots. No, you can't.
Go do your own version, but like this is what already been willed out there.
Yeah. Our whole trajectory has been mapped.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you get in the way of me getting a fucking VHS rental video store membership,
yeah.
I'll be pissed.
Yeah,
I'll be pissed. If we come out with compare two things and we also then come out with contrast two things, but somebody comes out with the rules,
I'll be
fucking pissed, dude.
Yeah, we're castrating someone.
Uh-huh. At that point, man. It is stealing.
Yeah. And yeah, that's part of the verbal record that's going on right now is we revealed the like 4-part series that's coming out. Like
all the accoutrement.
That's a very like original idea. Like compare two things on its own, maybe
someone could argue. Had brains of a fucking mad scientist, if they had cat brain, they could possibly come up with compare two things.
Yeah.
If they had cat brain.
Oh, this was like kind of a next level thing that I thought about variations is that like each draws two cards and makes something out of those two cards and then compares those two things.
Ah.
Like, yeah.
I mean,
go draw two cards and I draw
house
two,
rules could be.
Yeah.
if all your friends are like artists or something, or they like to draw, uh-huh. you throw the cards and they uh-huh. draw whatever that is, and uh-huh. then they show their drawing
and rate the drawing.
Yeah, and whoever's is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean yeah. it's for select groups.
Open ended.
It's for select groups. We're just you know we're yeah, just making suggestions.
This is just a starter fluid here.
The ideas are here. It's yeah. up to you to do with what it. You will. Right.
Up to you to ignite.
Right.
Yeah. So describe these actors. Are they just like AI people? Like, you want to compare two
things? You could do AI, but I think you just get like you know some 22-year-olds,
right?
8 out of 10 looking people.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be tens because that's unrealistic.
Right.
And actually, you want the guy to be maybe a 6.
Uh-huh.
And you want the girl to be an 8.
Okay. All right.
And they're at a coffee shop. The idea of coffee shop in my brain is Thunderbird Coffee, but...
I was thinking, what's that place called? Epic?
Oh, yeah.
Epoch?
Epic, Epoch, whatever. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Right. We would be just dropping these off everywhere.
No, it's like you kind of just like left it. Like, oh, shit. Like, I grabbed my bag, left my Compare Two Things deck.
Yeah, we will accidentally like leave a bunch of these phone. Decks everywhere.
Yeah, it's like leaving your phone.
Right.
We or will like leave it with a fucking tip. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
yeah. Put it in a tip jar.
And if you don't think I'm going to pay influencers $5 to yeah. play my game on camera, you're fucking
and
wrong.
And I mean, you travel a lot. You find opportunities where
I'll
these
just drop it off.
Yeah, but I would still be a little more calculated in terms of like, you know... It's not going to
for
end up
impact,
in the trash.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these shops have just a stack of, yeah. of like, games.
Right. And I'm thinking that QR code just takes you to, like, the Shopify where we have all the,
direct
like,
to the Compare Two Things
store?
Buy now.
Yeah.
And there's all the right. upsells.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I guess they could get through the contact form that way. But this is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is the contact form is only the comments field in the checkout, and you have to submit that. We ain't reading your fucking email unless you're buying something.
Or there is a checkout item for $1 and they get to send us a comment.
Let's go.
I yes. fucking love that,
let's
dude.
Go.
Yeah. Feedback is $1. Right, right. That's fucking hilarious.
Let's go.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, look.
Done.
Look, not everybody's going
to
want to buy it.
No,
but some people are going to get it.
Shit.
Some people are going to get it and yeah. they're going to appreciate it and they will be willing to give you $1
to
tell you you're a
thoughts.
Fucking retard.
Hey, go for it.
Yeah. I'll take $1.
Yeah, 500 character max, though. Fuck off.
Yeah. Or there's a $5 and you get 2,500
shit.
Characters.
Yeah, let's go. Fucking banana shit.
Look at these
shit.
Fucking stupid, yeah. like the whole
guaranteed
store
guaranteed reply.
Stupid.
25 character, 100 me. Max, $5. Yeah. Bucks.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, just to
dude.
Throw in with the like C2T merch.
Yeah, dude.
Easy.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, we got this.
That's hilarious. Feedback for $1.
Yeah. And Jonah Jackson, we're like, going to get this together pretty quick.
Guaranteed reply for
$5. And I mean, like, yeah, time is like made up in Slam City and whatnot. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to talk a little like shop talk here is that we're getting close to like stocking stuffing season.
Oh.
And that would be a grand opportunity.
It would
to get
be a great stocking
out.
Stuffer.
Yeah. So if we
could
just
we
figure out. Like,
yeah.
A,
could we
like
have a prototype and it printed by yeah. December?
Season.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going the business card route, that's fast and easy.
Yeah.
We can do that. If we're going full blown, yeah. it might be a little bit longer. Yeah. But I think like all the things that are there,
uh-huh.
we just have to tighten up which ones. Not yeah. maybe not two balls, or maybe not two moons.
I gotta check the list on the if there were two balls. On, there had to have been.
Had to have been because there's 54.
Beat a curtain pulled back. I could have doubled balls on accident.
Sure,
but then it's like, how did I still end up with like 54? Did I miss a
did
word?
Did you miss one? Right.
Yeah.
I don't.
We'll just yeah. have to review the list after the.
After the show,
yeah.
but
and yeah, I was like hand crunching them because like that's when I was talking about mail merge earlier. I was like, "What
yeah.
the fuck?"
Yeah,
so,
maybe the mail
but,
merge fucked
know,
up in Libre Office.
Yeah, right.
Because you didn't do it right.
I don't care. It was easier to just do it the way I did it because I was just making like one. I actually made two sets for
nice.
the museum, the CTT museum.
Yeah. I mean,
at
look,
the big
if
VCR
CTT
store,
goes crazy,
no,
right?
it's at the rental store.
Yes,
the OG
you
ones
can see
in the
it behind
case.
The glass.
Yeah.
However, we are oxygenating off the one that we played on air.
No,
$5,000.
Yeah,
like that's on the store.
Yeah, it's gonna be in the.
It's
Shopify,
in the store.
The prototype
for $5,000.
Yeah, if you want it, $5,000.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I fucking love that idea
Let's
too,
go.
Dude.
Yeah, right there.
There's nothing but good ideas today. It's crazy. Right. $1 feedback form. There's a $5 add-on to that for a guaranteed reply.
Yes. 500 character max on the field, though.
Yeah, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, we're on it.
Yeah,
we can make this happen.
And all we have to do is get people.
I guess
to
you
understand.
Would sell that to where it's like they buy it, and then you send them a link to like you know the form, and then that form has all the like
Look,
restrictions
think,
on it. I don't think it's built into Shopify. Like
I
that.
Think. Oh no, I think like if people like this, you just put it as an item in the store for $1. give us feedback.
We already that's what I was saying.
Oh. Oh, you mean like how they receive it?
Yeah, or how do they provide the feedback? It's like they'd have to like link to like the XR website or something.
I think it just goes directly to our website. Yeah. And they feed the form.
Right, but it's like
that form is always accessible.
Wow. I don't know, man. That's a little on the edge of like fraudulent. It's a little on the edge of fraudulent, I think. I know it's just a dollar, but I'm just saying like.
Yeah, okay. We can put like a query string at the end. We can put a query string at the end so it's unique to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can drum it up with some like, hey, thanks for buying this. Right. And we can put their name.
Name.
Yeah. No, we just have it say, thanks for buying this name. Comma in like brackets.
Oh, like bad code or something. Oh no. At least make it work.
No.
Something's gotta stay legit so you can stay legit with your fan base. You know what I'm saying?
I think the people who go to a website called Extra Retarded and they're buying a fucking Compare Two Things card set will appreciate it if it just says name instead.
In brackets. Variable.
I mean, you gotta meme it up, dude. You gotta lean into the meme.
Yeah. Well, we'll have our review rounds.
We'll do some A/B testing.
Yeah. I mean, we just did mechanics testing today. And
yeah, house rules worked.
Sounds like Gemini Jackson's powering forward. I mean, like the product itself, like we're done with that. We just have to like make them come to fruition.
Right.
I mean, the stuff about the digital
presence
and all that
stuff.
That's
cascade. We're not focused on that. Yeah. It's fun to think about.
But
the real tangible thing is if we get this
done.
You
have to tie your QR code to something for the like world to eat.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. The big QR code on the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's going to be the one that follows it for life.
Yeah. The bit.ly link?
No. It's the domain that you have to maintain.
XR.biz.
Yep. What do you got, Gemini Jackson? We did a lot of comparing two things.
Yeah.
Is there any of those that you'd clearly want to stick up your butt?
Stick up my butt? Maybe both balls?
Shit.
Scram!
Do you remember what the first one was?
That we
came up with that stick up your butt?
Stick your butt?
Yeah.
What he came up with?
No, this one.
Oh, it was like our first draw.
Yeah, but what was that?
Book? An alien.
Alien book.
This ends now!
And like when you're playing this game with seasoned vets, they're going to call you on that first. They'll be like, no. Can't do that one. That one sucks.
Stick up the ass.
It's like, I thought it was funny. No, that one sucks.
We ain't sticking anything up any asses.
Not today.